Blog Talk Radio.
This is Julia Widup with Talk Story TV and Radio, and we seem to be having a technical difficulty here. If it doesn't clear up in the next few minutes, I will have to stop this and... Okay, we're in a problem. Okay, this is not working. Please check talkstory.media for a rescheduled time since we are having technical difficulties here this morning. Goodbye. Hi, Jacqueline. Hello? I see somebody from 407-724-3066. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, there we are. Good. Hi. You can hear
me
now?
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
Perfectly fine, yes.
Okay,
thank
listeners,
you.
We got it going. I had told everybody to check our schedule for a reschedule, but we're back. Hopefully you haven't gone anywhere.
Nope, I'm right here.
Okay, and you said you had a friend that was calling in?
Yes, I have Samuel from Samuel Smile. Would you like him to call in now? Or?
Yes, he could go ahead and call in now, and he'll just be on the line waiting until we finish doing the intro and stuff.
Okay, I just texted him to go ahead and call in now. So he's standing, he'll be standing by.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. I'm so sorry we had these technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. Yes. So tell us a little bit about your book adventure series.
Yes, ma'am. It's called Hunt for the Golden Rose, and book one, The Legend, is out on Amazon. It came out on my mother's birthday, September 18th, and it's about an adventure for a Native American girl in the late 1800s, and she embarks on an adventure to find out who she really is, because she's not who she thought she was. She's part of a legend and a prophecy, and it will take her throughout the entire United States in the 1860s on the adventure to find this mystical golden rose. And it does have a tie to the future, to a girl in the library, in the future at the beginning and end of each book. And why it has that tie and, you know, what the adventure is about and the importance of it, the reader will find out, you know, as each book goes along.
Great. Okay, so it sounds like there might be some time travel involved.
Absolutely. A little bit of time travel. You know, I want to showcase the Native American side of things. I do have a little bit of Native American heritage, and, you know, definitely want to honor that. I don't think the Native Americans get showcased in a positive light enough, and they have really incredible stories. So I want to preserve them as they should be.
Right. Okay. And tell us what you say your grandpa and your grandma or your mom were big influences in your life. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Absolutely. I was growing up in the 70s, they didn't have the Hooked on Phonics and all these things, and I had a stuttering issue. I had dyslexia. I had a processing delay, a little bit of ADHD. I was very intimidated by many things. And my mom was an amateur writer herself, and she was a bright spirit and never, ever gave up, no matter what difficulties. And she always encouraged me to keep going, trying harder. And my grandfather, he told me that those with extraordinary lives are not meant to keep it to themselves. but instead to inspire others and bring hope to them with their tales. I never forgot that. And he gave
and that's
me,
what brought you to Samuel. Is that correct?
That is part of it, yes, absolutely. I am longtime friends with his father, Marty Bell, and I went to junior high and high school. Even though I'm a native of Springfield, Mass., I lived in Florida for a very long time. And a girl, a northern girl in a southern town, was picked on a lot. And he was a good friend of mine. So I'm so inspired by Samuel and what he's doing and the difficulties he has, but he never lets them get in his way. And I'm proud to give a portion of the books back to Samuel Smile. Really am.
Okay, so could you tell us a little bit about Samuel, and then we'll bring him on?
Absolutely. Samuel is a 17-year-old boy. They all live in Scotland, but Marty is, of course, from Florida. And hopefully I get it right, it's Hirschsprung's intestinal disease, where he has no nerves, he can't eat in his intestines. And Marty, I'm sure, will correct me. He can't eat, he can't drink, he can't process food like you and I. He has a pump to his heart 16 hours a day, every day of his life. And
wow.
He wasn't supposed to live past 2 months. Right. He wasn't supposed to live past 2 months of birth. And he's just an incredible, incredible young man. So.
And we have Samuel live. Do you want to introduce yourself, Samuel?
Hello, this is Samuel's dad.
Hi.
Oh, Marty, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Tell us your organization, Marty.
Okay, Samuel set up the charity. It's kind of been a dream of his for some time now to try to help other kids that have long-term, very rare diseases that hinder their development and their growth and stuff like that. So he's surviving his condition after 2 months was big for us. And but then as he progressed into school and everything else, he just did amazing. And now he wants to try to help other kids to achieve things in their lives that maybe they wouldn't have been able to achieve before.
Thank you. That's great. So, and how does he do that? What does he do?
Well, what it is he's called it Samuel Smile. Go ahead, Samuel, you talk.
Right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right.
Hi, Samuel.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to hear you. Go ahead.
Good. Basically, the charity was set up on my 16th birthday. My mum had a surprise party for me where she had all my surgeons and nurses from when I was a baby all the way up until, obviously, I was 16. So she had a big party for me, and one dream that I always had was to make my own charity and just to help other kids that don't have a charity for their own. So that's why I had the idea, and I had no idea about, no clue that my mum was going to do it. So it was all a big surprise party, and at the end I unravelled a banner that said Samuel Smile. And that's what it was. It's been an amazing journey. We've raised over £22,000, which is equivalent to about
$30,000
so far.
Wow.
And that's been just from December alone. So we're coming up on our basically first year anniversary of the charity, and it's been amazing. So.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay, well, maybe this interview will inspire some other people to donate. Thank you for being with us.
That would be amazing. No, thank you very much for inviting me. Thanks very much for Jackie for the book as well, and just even thinking about Samuel Smile, never mind donating any of the proceeds. It really means a lot to not only me, but my whole family as well. So thank you very much.
Okay. And speaking
all right.
of such, Julia, we actually have my first book signing event at Buddy's Home Furnishing December 19th from 11 to 6 on Freedom French Avenue, Sanford, Florida. And they're going to be collecting for Samuel Smile as well. And they're going to start collecting a couple weeks before the event.
Wonderful. And
no problem.
So is this, and where could they go to, if our listeners wanted to donate, where would they go?
Well, if they wanted to donate, all they needed to do was, I've got my own website, which
is...
Oops,
sorry. What is causing that? Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
And what's the name of that website again?
It's www.samuels-smile.co.uk. And at the top it says donate now, and you can donate through PayPal, and that goes straight to basically goes to the charity and to help make all their children smile for a day.
Okay.
So,
and Julia, I have that also on my website and my blog, as well as my Twitter and my Facebook page.
Okay, and give us your website too, so, and people might want to buy your book too.
Absolutely. It's on Amazon.com. I don't have the exact address for it on Amazon, but if they put in Hunt for the Golden Rose Book 1, it'll come up. I also have a website at www.huntforthegoldenrose.blogspot.com and Hunt for the Golden Rose Adventure at .weebly.com.
Okay. All right, and you're donating a portion of your sales to Samuel Smile too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Every book, a portion goes to Samuel Smile.
Okay, that's wonderful. This mm-hmm. is so, if you buy one of Jacqueline's books, not only will you get a great book, but you'll be helping lots of children. Sounds like there's quite a few children that could use this help.
When we started the charity, my wish was just to take five families to over here. It's a safari park, so with like the lions and tigers and what else? Like giraffes and elephants and everything. Because ever since I was young, because we can't travel a lot, like around the world and abroad, so it's basically just making memories that will last a lifetime. And my mum always says it's about the quality of life, because you may not have a big quantity, but it's all about the quality and the memories that you can make for all the families, because a lot of the kids are so rare that some of them don't even have a diagnosis, because it's so rare and there's so limited amount of children around the world with this disease, not just mine, but numerous of them. So obviously there are charities out there that do amazing works, like the lung charities, the heart charities, the cancer charities, but there's not really any charities out there just designated to children with rare diseases. Because when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of charities for me, because when I was born, there was only, I think, four children in the world with my condition. And right
in
now,
the whole world?
Right now it stands about six kids in the world. Seven in the world with my condition. So as you can imagine, there's not really any charities that I fall under. But there's also, it's not only me, there's other children that don't fall under any categories. So that's why I wanted to make a charity for their children, so they actually had a charity for them. So if they wanted help at school, if they were falling behind, we could get them a tutor. Or if to go out for the day with a family or go away for a weekend at a caravan park, then Samuel Smile would help provide it. So that's what the charity is basically set up for. And we've had, just in September the 15th, we took 28 families to the safari park. I wish for five, but we had a sponsored walk in May, and that's raised over £10,500, and it's still going up every day.
$10,000.
We're still going up every day. So, but we had our first event where we took 28 families to the safari, where we had the cast of Frozen come and do songs and games and everything. And then they got to go around the safari with our mums and dads and families. So it was definitely worth it, but that's only the beginning. And then we've got stuff planned for Christmas as well for the children to go and see Santa and take a train ride through the woods to go and see him. So that's on the 18th of December, so we're looking forward to that one. And then we've still got numerous other events in the works, but just to see what happens. Take each day at a time. So that's it. Couldn't get my words out there.
And you have pictures, Julia, on your website? Yeah, sorry.
Yes, no, I do. I know we're just getting, tomorrow we're just putting up a new update about the Golden Rose on our website as well. So her links will be on that as well for the book, so everyone can see the book and read it. And if they want to buy it on Amazon, they can.
Okay. All right.
And Julia, I'm very happy to help organize, you know, some events over here for Samuel Smile, as they are becoming a 501c. They're pretty close to it. And, you know, I'm happy to just help spread the smile over here in the U.S.
So if we have any listeners who are interested, they could contact you about that as well.
Absolutely. Definitely. You can give my number if you would like. And something Marty and I had talked about, Samuel is an absolute Elvis fan. And I would love to see, like, an Elvis birthday bash Las Vegas style for him on his 18th birthday, which is the day after mine. And, you know, I'd love to have, like, a scavenger hunt on the strip for, like, Golden Rose as a fundraiser. I think it would be tremendous because Samuel does sing and you know, play guitar. Not to embarrass you, Samuel, but I think you're a wonder. You know, and tell her about Mr. Kingsley, if you would, too.
We recently, because since I've been born, I've been in the papers quite a lot of the times, and I work at the papers now 2 days a week. But I've recently just done an advert for the biggest seller in Scotland. And it's the newspaper of the year, and we got the sports team in Europe, the best one as well. So it's like loads of other stuff, but we recently just done an advert for them about me. And in it, it says about Elvis and how much I love Elvis, because in 2010, I got the opportunity to go to Graceland for Elvis Week. So recently we were contacted by a gentleman called Rob Kingsley, who travels all over the world doing Elvis tribute act, and he's got his own band, and it's a vision of Elvis.co.uk. And we received an email from him a few nights after the advert launched on the TV, asking if I would be able to go and perform at the biggest theatre in Glasgow with him and perform on stage and perform The Wonder of You. So it's nervous, but I can't wait for it. So
that sounds great. You really need pictures on your website of all this great stuff.
I'll be hosting, you know, any of the pictures I'll also be hosting on my website. And anyone can email me at huntforthegoldenrose@yahoo.com.
huntforthegoldenrose@yahoo.com.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, this has been fascinating. Thank God we got this going. I didn't think we would there for a minute. I don't know what was wrong with this switchboard, but it's okay now. And if we have any listeners with questions, you can call in, and the call-in number is 929-477-3592. So we have just a few more minutes, so if you have a question, please call in now. Again, that number is 929-477-3592.
And
go ahead,
Julia,
Jacqueline.
I have some clues for book two to win an autographed copy. They can either email me with their answers. The clues are They have to do with cities or towns in the 1800s where book two is going to go. The clues are Angels, the Rose City Test Garden, a pleasant...
The Rose... What was
the
second
the
one?
The
Rose
City Test Garden. Mm-hmm.
Tough Garden?
T-E-S-T, yes. Test Garden. A pleasant place by the end of the lake. There's an Indian name for it. The town is the Indian name. And the motto for the City of Flowers and City of Goodwill.
Hmm.
Google is your friend.
Okay. And is there only one answer or are there several answers?
No, there's an answer for each clue. Angels is one clue. The city, Rose City Test Garden is another. A pleasant place at the end of the lake is the third. And the motto for the City of Flowers or Goodwill is the fourth. So there's four answers.
Okay, one, two, three, four. So City
four.
Of Flowers and City of Goodwill is the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so so you can win an autographed copy of Jacqueline's second book if you can answer these questions. So I'm sure those are on your website too?
Yes, I'll be posting them tonight. So.
Okay, great. So tomorrow you can go on her website or maybe later tonight and look at those questions again and send her your answers for a chance to win an autographed copy of her second book. What's the name of the second book?
The second book, it's a tie between simply The Hunt Begins or Angels and Roses.
Oh, okay.
It's,
and
it's
you haven't decided which one, huh?
No, I haven't decided quite yet. and while we're waiting for questions, if I can do a brief shout out to my bear family in New Jersey, family and friends listening all over the country, and my coworkers at TMC in Sanford and Bentley Elementary School who had me at after school today to teach about publishing books and writing and things. I had a great time. And my daughter, it's also my daughter's birthday. She's 10.
Oh, happy birthday. What's her name?
Rosanna.
Happy birthday, Rosanna.
Thank you. I also have Hunter, who's 7, and Joseph, who's 19, and he did the cover of the first book, by the way.
Oh, so this is really a family and friends project here.
Absolutely. My kids helped me develop the characters and the scenarios for the kids. I'm helping my daughter get over her own processing delay, dyslexia, and other issues that she has, and she's doing great.
Wonderful. Well, I think our time is almost up, so I want to thank all of you for being with us, Samuel and his father, and you, Jacqueline. Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Yeah,
bye.
God bless.
Hi.
Bye.